From our nation's capital, this is Naps Chat.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you.
Welcome to this week's episode of Naps Chat. I'm Bob Levy, the Director of Legislative and Political Affairs for the National Association of Postal Supervisors. As we all know, among the many challenges facing the United States Postal Service is the advancing evolution of the communications and logistics capabilities and demands of the American public. We are now multiple generations removed from copper-wired touch-tone phones and international airgrams. Traditional emails are being buried under text messaging, Snapchat, and Instagram. Daily package delivery from one of the three traditional shipping companies has been supplanted by staggered delivery times by any of number of different logistics operations that crisscross our neighborhoods. Speed, efficiency, reliability, and trust are the metrics by which delivery networks compete for business. One of the fastest growing markets for communications and delivery services are small businesses, particularly those owned, managed, or staffed by the so-called Generation Z, that is, those individuals born between the years 1997 and 2012. At a recent symposium conducted by the Postal Service's Office of Inspector General on the value of the Postal Service's network, I had the privilege of hearing a presentation engaging with this week's Naps Chat guest, Eddie Monroy. Eddie is the Executive Director of the Next Gen Chamber of Commerce, an organization advancing the interests of next-generation entrepreneurs. Within this capacity, Eddie Monroy promotes a diverse, inclusive, and dynamic economy. Prior to joining NextGen, Eddie was elected president of the Westchester Chamber of Commerce in New York, where he forged strategic partnerships at the local, state, and national level. Welcome to Naps Chat, Eddie.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the introduction. Pleasure to be here.
I'd like you first to share some basic information about NextGen, the NextGen Chamber of Commerce. When was it founded? What are its goals? Who are its members?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the question. Happy to dive in into a little bit of who we are, what our mission is, and where we're headed as an organization. For us, the NextGen Chamber of Commerce, we were founded in 2018 by two entrepreneur-minded individuals who saw a need in the economic ecosystem for a voice to represent the next generation of business leaders. NextGen Chamber of Commerce is America's first business organization supporting our emerging entrepreneurs and business leaders. We want to turn the tide in favor of a new generation that has been tasked with carrying America's economy through the 21st century. We are a nonprofit 501c3 organization focused on achieving our mission and our goals. Part of the way that we pursue our mission and our goals is by advocating for policy solutions that will benefit next-gen business formation, supporting the entrepreneurial ecosystem, promoting diversity in our entire economic ecosystem, and advancing the voices of not just the next generation of millennial voices, as well as Gen Z voices, to enable a new generation of business leadership across all business sectors, both in the public and the private, of all sizes, to promote a better form of capitalism.
What type of businesses does NextGen seek to promote, and what products do they sell?
So that's a very great question in terms of where we're headed as an economy. Who are some of the businesses that are starting to form? When we look at it from a next-gen lens, as an organization, we truly seek to promote all businesses from product-based organizations to service-based organizations. Prior to the pandemic, we had seen a three-decade decline, or in other words, a 30-year decline in new business formation occurring in our American economy. The new information that has been starting to trickle out from information and research related to the emergence of the post-pandemic period we have seen an uptick in 2001 in new business formation. For us as an organization, we're here to make sure that there is a voice represented at a national stage for all emerging entrepreneurs, especially those that are young entrepreneurs seeking to step into the realm of establishing a business. We are noticing various different trends that are occurring in the national economy. With the emergence of COVID, we have really seen businesses take technology into account for the development and starting their businesses. We have seen new business formation from the technology sector. We have seen new business formation from service-based organizations, perhaps those that have been working in a corporate field for a while and have decided to go off on their own to exercise their own skill sets. And we have also seen folks that are just truly creators that have seen themselves, especially during this time of pause, realignment, and reevaluation of their future prospects of not just their career, but also their prospect of their personal lives, taking into account the really creative nature who we are as Americans. And so we have really started to see many creators coming into the fold into this new economy that we're really starting to see transform more and more so through the digital lens of this new era.
These emerging entrepreneurs represent, as I prefaced my remarks, a growing sector of the United States economy. And your participation in this recent Postal Inspector General Symposium signified the role that these new entrepreneurs will play vis-a-vis the Postal Service. So I'm going to ask, these next-gen businesses that you represent, what do they seek from the Postal Service?
So in terms of the Postal Service, this is a very, very interesting question. The way that I would layer it is how businesses are really interacting with government agencies. And what we have seen is we recently had a new survey that was released during National Small Business Week back in May with our partners at Capital One Business. One of the questions that we had asked in the survey of folks that were small business owners within all various generations, we asked the question related to support from government. And one of the interesting notes and tidbits that really came out of that survey was 58% of small businesses don't feel supported by the government as a whole. Now, this wasn't necessarily pointed out directly at any group, but as a whole, a perception of what government can provide to small businesses. And I really believe that this is an opportunity that agencies and organizations such as the United States Postal Service could really take this data point and really determine ways to create a broader bridge of a partnership between the private sector and public institutions. One of the items that truly is valuable for the next generation is that word partnership. When we think about the economy, where we think about where we're headed in terms of trust, where we are with trust as a nation, we are really hearing this narrative of the concept of better capitalism or an inclusive economy. An inclusive economy, we define it as an economy that is more equitable, more transparent, and more inclusive of not just backgrounds, but also ideas and ideals. And this is one of the ways that the United States Postal Service can really engage with the next generation of business owners and emerging entrepreneurs of how trust can be established or marketed towards small businesses. When we look at how small businesses, especially within the next generation, are interacting with partners, whether those are customers or those are vendors or solution partners through a supply chain, we have seen in that very same study that we conducted in the survey that 88% of small businesses incorporate or use technology to move their business forward. And that's a very key point that we think about, that we also must be very cognizant as we develop policies moving forward or even programming moving forward. I truly believe one of the areas that the United States Postal Service can really leverage themselves and create this stronger bond amongst the small business and the entrepreneur community is by truly showing and projecting what are its core values and what are its core competencies that the organization has. And one of the ways that we are seeing throughout the economy that entrepreneurs and small business owners can really work hand in hand with organizations, whether it's the United States Postal Service or other government agencies or other partners in the entire economic ecosystem and landscape, is really through this connectivity of technology and leveraging technology and providing customers what they're truly yearning for, which is greater access to information and greater access to communication. And the ways that we can see that happening is through this lens of technology.
What specifically do you think the Postal Service has to offer in this space of interactivity, of communications, whether it be digital or real person? I mean, the Postal Service has established its brand on the person-to-person, face-to-face contact, whether it be in the postal retail facility or the letter carrier delivering to the home or to the business. How does that dovetail with what you're speaking about?
Absolutely. That's a great question, right? One of the core principles of the United States Postal Service really is that lens of quality of service, that person-to-person physical interaction. As we saw, we've all experienced this period of pause through one shape, form, or another with COVID-19, in which person-to-person physical activity was truly limited at various different capacities. We're also living in an age where speed in many sense is king, and speed is of importance to entrepreneurs, especially as they're rolling out products or communicating with customers. I truly believe that this is a great opportunity for the United States Postal Service to hone in on, you know, these two very core principles of not just quality, but also speed, and making sure that technology is at the center of some of these policies, some of these program rollouts, and ensuring that the Postal Service continues to have these people-centric solutions at its core. Because what entrepreneurs truly need more than anything these days is that sense of communication and that sense of service. And I believe that person-to-person style of quality of service, style of communication is firmly rooted and established with the United States Postal Service. But there are ways to take that to the next level by incorporating various different aspects of technology that can be incorporated, that can be used for communication with business owners or establishing that sense of connectivity within the community in itself.
Is it possible that these next gen businesses who rely on, let's say, online interaction with their customers, order online, you may interact whether it be on FaceTime or Zoom or whatever the platform is, but the Postal Service as the conduit for delivering the product actually becomes the face of the entrepreneur delivering the product? And is that the partnership you're looking at?
Absolutely. When we look at the entrepreneur, when we look at the emerging businesses that are forming today, whether they're startups or they're businesses in transition from a succession that might be in place, or a succession that might be taking into account, whether it's from a family transition or a employer and employee ownership transition, we have to really think about that word partnership. And when we think about the day-to-day of an entrepreneur who wears many hats, they are head of sales, they are head of finance, they are head of human resource. If there is an aspect that we can essentially remove within the economic ecosystem through a shared partnership, that truly goes a long way. And, you know, that is a really great aspect and approach of thinking of the United States Postal Service as that final person delivering that product to the individual, whether that's at a household or at a place of business. That is one of the last steps in interaction that a customer and the business is participating in, that final handoff, that final transaction. And when we think about how we form brands and what a brand stands for, as we look at the economy of the future, we are really looking at an economy that is interconnected. We are looking at an economy that is constantly flowing with information. And that last delivery, that last handoff, is that aspect and extension of the brand for the business. And so when we think of that word partnership, when we think about how the United States Postal Service truly is an ambassador and a representative of that final handoff from that partnership with the business, it really does speak volumes in terms of the capability that the United States Postal Service has in terms of its aligning itself as a true partner of delivery service with a said brand or a said business.
You spoke a couple of moments ago about how entrepreneurs and small businesses now look to speed as a key component of what they seek in delivering the product to their customer. Could you get a little bit more detail? What when you say speed, how fast are we talking?
Well, you know, that is a definitely loaded question, right? I definitely see a future where we might have instant delivery. What I mean by that is if we are, as consumers, on a couch or at the dinner table having a discussion about X, Y, and Z, and a thought comes through our mind, or we are in need of a certain product to be delivered by a certain time period, I really do see a way where, with the influence of technology, where we start to have this instantaneous reality of items being presented to ourselves within not just days and not just hours, but I do see a future where perhaps it's even down to minutes, depending on where we live, whether it's in a rural setting or an urban setting. When it comes to speed, right, we also have to think about the brand, and we also have to think about the business in itself. What are the true core components that the business truly values? And when we, you know, when I look at it from a lens of an entrepreneur, the entrepreneur really has to be thinking about what it's providing to its customer base. Is it speed or is it quality? And sometimes you can have both. And sometimes you have to pick and choose. And that is a very key aspect that as entrepreneurs, we have to ask ourselves. As the United States Postal Service, as an institution, it has to ask itself, where does it want to fall in line in terms of speed? Does it want to be that solution of, we'll get a product to you and your customer at a very quick, fast pace? Or does it want to have that core principle of quality of service and, you know, making sure that the product at the end of the day ultimately reaches the doorstep, but ensuring that principle that there is that constant communication that is taking place of where a product is at any point in time. We are definitely in that era of the mindset of we see it, we want it now, but we also have to be thinking about, is that truly your customer and is that truly representative of the organization in itself of providing that speed? Or is it looking at various different value sets? And I think these are conversations that are happening today, especially as our economy continues to morph and continues to transition within this digital era, in which more and more businesses are incorporating technology. And one of the questions that we also have to ask ourselves is, what aspect of technology do businesses care about? Is it communication of speed, or is it communication of delivery? And I think that's a very key component.
Let me ask you this, and I'm thinking down the road. We're talking about Generation Z right now. Let's talk about Generation C prime, maybe 10, 15, 20 years in the future. Should the Postal Service be involved in developing or be partnering with a platform that will provide that instantaneous delivery that may in fact happen years down the road?
You know, I think that future is slowly coming into a reality. That future is a future that we are definitely transitioning into, especially as we think about the technology that we have today. When we think about the speed of the internet, it was just about 30 years ago when we had dial-up service for internet connectivity, where we just waited a few minutes in order to connect to the World Wide Web. Where we are today, we are in a very different world from 30 years ago. Where when we see a world 15 years from today, technology is only improving, technology is only getting better in terms of access. And when we think about where the United States Postal Service wants to be, you know, I think it has to be at a place where it is competitive, where it is reflecting where our economy is and where it's transitioning. We, you know, have no doubt whatsoever that the United States Postal Service has been innovative from its very, you know, from its various infancy, whether that has been the Pony Express to where we are with the speed of air service. I do see a world where we start to transition more and more into that capability, where we have to factor in how do we get packages or how do we get mail correspondence to customers faster.
So the relevance of the Postal Service to folks the members of the Next Gen Chamber of Commerce in order to continue to be relevant is probably a balance between speed and quality, and they're not necessarily contradictory or competitive.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that statement. I truly believe that technology gives us the opportunity and gives us the ability to connect with customers. I also believe that technology also provides us the ability to scale and reach new heights that aren't even within our imagination right now. This is where it is so vital and so important, whether it's the United States Postal Service or agencies as a whole, to be connecting with entrepreneurs to ensure that there is a streamline of communication happening amongst local communities of what they're experiencing, what's happening in urban areas, what's happening in rural communities, how new customers are being reached, how partnerships are being formed, and what truly is representative of the brand of the entrepreneur that it wants to represent, and how that brand aligns with the United States Postal Service.
Just imagine, and this is thinking into the future, this might be Star Wars-esque, Star Trek-ish for those who are into Star Trek, but imagine having at your front door some type of digital receptacle that connects through the Postal Service with the seller, and instantaneously a product is sent from the seller into this receptacle by your house, which is branded United States Postal Service.
I definitely foresee a world where a glimpse of that does become reality. As we look at where many of technology is headed, whether it's from a virtual aspect, looking at the metaverse and the capabilities that the metaverse can provide, there will be a period where we are, you know, can see ourselves having this virtual world meeting the interactions of the physical world. It's not a matter of how. I truly believe it's a matter of when, especially as we start to see new technologies really starting to emerge, such as things that are seen from Star Trek, as you said, or seen from Star Wars, such as holograms and having meetings with holograms where a person necessarily doesn't have to be physical present in the room. We had already had a little taste of that during this period of COVID-19, where we have logged into virtual platforms to have virtual meetings. I believe these are just next version iterations that could transform not just the way that we connect, the way that we communicate, but also the way that we consume. And as we think about the next generation, as we think about the service capability that the United States Postal Service has and its history of innovation, it's definitely at that place and time where we have to be thinking about not just the next year or the next 2 years. As what we have seen with COVID-19, it really has transformed our economy in the last 27 months and counting, in terms of really pushing existing businesses to join into the digital landscape, but also incorporating new formation of businesses, of having technology being core of one of their business strategies. So the future is here. The future is developing, and the future of how we connect and how we deliver goods and services is going to be very interesting to see, not just in the next few years, but absolutely within the next few decades.
Eddie, final question. In this new world, what do you think a postage stamp will look like?
I think we're starting to see it. We are, you know, seeing the concept of NFTs starting to emerge. If we are seeing a more digital landscape and a digital world, I really do see a place where stamps or even items that can be transferred from a physical presence into a virtual presence start to become more of a reality and definitely more of a necessity moving forward in order to really have this instant speed connectivity as well as reliance.
It'll be interesting to see what a commemorative stamp looks like in those days.
I can't wait to see it.
Well, Eddie, I want to thank you for being our guest today. This has been Eddie Monroe, Executive Director of the Next Gen Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for joining us, Eddie.
Thank you so much. Such a pleasure.
And I want to thank NapsChat listeners for logging on today. If you enjoy NapsChat, please leave us a positive review in the Apple Podcast Store. And more importantly, share NapsChat with your friends and colleagues. In the meantime, stay safe and stay healthy.
I'm going to send right down. And write myself a letter and make